This parasha, Parsha Vayetze, is known as the Parsha of Yaakov Avinu. In it, we find out what Yaakov was all about, what made Yaakov what he was. And in fact, we find that Yaakov, the Bechira Avos, all the children tzaddikim, also merited a very special reward. The pasuk says, "V'hayita racha kafara aretz tefarasta yama v'kem v'tzmon of anegba." Your children will be like the dust of the land. But for us, the Yama became the tzifon of a negba, and you'll spread out directions, in all directions, north, south, east, and west. But seen in the Chazal, we find a Chazal regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos, that a special promise to those who keep Shabbos, and that special promise is that they wind up getting the special reward of Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara Shabbos says, "Kol ma'aneg is a Shabbos, anyone who is ma'anig is a Shabbos." Now, ma'anig is a Shabbos is a very interesting phrase. It does not say kol ha'mis'anig b'Shabbos. You know the word ma'anig has to do with pleasure, oneg Shabbos. But it doesn't say kol ha'mis'anig b'Shabbos, anyone who enjoys Shabbos. But rather kol ha'ma'anig is a Shabbos, anyone who takes all the pleasure of a Shabbos and devotes it to Shabbos Kodesh and devotes it to the midst of Shabbos and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's given nachla, he's given a portion, a lot, an inheritance that's b'li mitzorim, that's without limits, without boundaries. As the pasuk says, when tashiv mishavas raglecha, the pasuk in Yeshayah, when Yeshayah gives mitzvah to Klal Yisrael and about the idea of keeping Shabbos properly and giving proper cover to Shabbos, Yeshayah says, if you give proper cover to Shabbos, us to sanig al Hashem, and then, if you keep that Shabbos, I'll give you the nachla of Yaakov Avicha, Yaakov your father. Lo ka Avram, not like Avram, v'yitzchok and yitzchok, was limited. But rather, it's going to be that of Yaakov, of nachla b'limitzorim, the nachla without limit. So this is telling us two things. First of all, Yaakov got the special schar, the special reward of Nachla B'li Mitzorim. But the second thing we learn from this Gemara is that if you observe Shabbos properly and you give proper cover to Shabbos, you too can get that Nachla B'li Mitzorim. So the question is, why was Yaakov, of all the others, Zocha, to this idea of a Nachla, of a portion, of a lot without limits, that he would have no limits to his Nachla? And secondly, why is it that one who observes Shabbos merits to get the exact same reward? The Siva Shalom suggests that we look back at the beginning of the parasha and we look at the dream that Yaakov had, the very, very famous dream of Hine Sulam Mutzav Arzav Rosh Magir HaShemayma, that there was a sulam, there was a ladder extended towards the earth, Rosh Magir HaShemayma, and the top of this ladder reached all the way up to the heavens, all the way up to Shemayim. And the Malachim of Hashem were going up and down this ladder. The Siva Shalom suggests that Yaakovinu, in his dream, and we dream the dreams that we're supposed to dream, and we dream the dreams that we merit to dream based on who we are, Yaakovinu dreamt his dream of a ladder that connects Shemayim and Eretz. Connecting Shemayim and Eretz is a very, very powerful idea. What Yaakov's dream represents is the fact that it's possible, and therefore it's even expected of us, to take everything in this world and to elevate it and to use it for high purpose so that it reaches up to the very heavens. In essence, what this dream teaches us is that there's no such thing as a gashmistic world, a physical world, and a ruchnistic world, a spiritual world. It's all ruchnis. It's all spiritual. Yes, there are much of our experiences and the things that surround us and the things that we encounter in life that appear to be physical, but in fact, these are tools and kelim and opportunities for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov teaches us, and Yaakov's dream teaches us that it's possible to do that, to turn everything into Avodas HaKodesh, to turn our whole lives into Avodas HaKodesh. Yaakov spent 14 years learning in the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'Eiver, but after spending those 14 years in the Beis Medrash, 14 years exclusively devoted to Torah, he comes to this place and he says, "Achein Yesha She'el Kim Makom Hazeh." He wakes up from his dream and he says, "The Kadosh Baruch Hu is right here." He's not only in the Beis Medrash, but now with everything that I learned, with all of the Torah that I have, it's possible for me to take my travels and my world and my experiences and raise them up to a higher purpose and use them for Avodas Hashem. And this is what gives Yaakov the Nachal Limitzar, because in essence, what Yaakov is teaching us is that there is no limit to Avodat Hashem. That it's not limited to one place, it's not limited to one time. That if we spend an hour or two, whatever we were able to in the Beis Medrash, then we can leave that Beis Medrash and we can go into our professional lives and go into our daily lives, we can go into our workplace and use it for Kiddush Hashem. Find a way to make Kiddush Hashem Shemayim and the integrity that we bring to the workplace and our interactions with other people. And that way we can bring everything up, all those things that are mutav art, that are here on the ground, to bring them up to Shemayim. So what we're demonstrating is that Avodat Hashem has no limit, that there is no particular place where Avodat Hashem is limited to, but we can bring it to wherever we go. And the Midah Kenegah Midah for that is that Yaakov gets the Nachal B'li Metzorim. And this is something that's a uniquely Jewish idea and uniquely Torah idea, that we can take everything and we mekadesh it. And we take a look at the end of the parasha, the Meshech Chochma, as a very interesting, short, brief, but powerful insight into a few words in the pasuk. After Yaakov takes leave of Lavan, the pasuk says, "Vayashkim Lavan baboker." Lavan got up in the morning, "Vanashik Lavana Lavnosav," and he kissed his sons and his daughters, "Vavarachasam," and he blessed them. And then what? Now, if you think about Lavan, he spent many years together with Yaakov. You would think that if you spend that many years with Yaakov, you are a changed person. You will never be the same. You have to take something with you. But what does the pasuk say? After all that, Vayelech, Vayoshev, Lavan l'mekomo. He went and he returned to his place. What does it mean he returned to his place? He returned to what he was before. He was what he was. He was what he always will be. He was Lavan, and he learned nothing from Yaakov and nothing stuck with him. But what about Yaakov? The pasuk goes on to say, "Yaakov halach l'darko." Yaakov went along his derech. He went along his path. He traveled along his path, because the Jew is always traveling. He's always on that journey to find new opportunities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take every single day and every single situation and use it to serve Hashem. And that is the derech of Yaakov Avinu. And so the Nesivah goes on to address the idea of Shabbos, and maybe we'll say just a little bit differently than the Nesivah Shalom. But he says Shabbos represents this idea that we can take everything and elevate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avodas Hashem. It depends on the Shabbos. If Shabbos comes at the end of a week, where we spent that week serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spent that week taking everything and bringing it up to Shemayim, then that Shabbos is a Shabbos of bringing the Kedusha into our physical experiences as well. The food that you eat, the experience that you have, the pleasure that you have on Shabbos, can in fact be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very Hasidish idea. That's why Hasid makes such a big deal out of the Tishna, out of the food, particularly food that's eaten on Shabbos, is because the food on Shabbos is not physical food, they say. The food on Shabbos is malach food. The food on Shabbos is man. The food on Shabbos is being used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know the famous Gemara on Shabbos. We may not know that it's a Gemara on Shabbos. We know it very often from our children's books, the stories that we read to our children. But the Gemara on Shabbos talks about the Kesar, who asked, why is it a Caesar, the Roman ruler, who asked, why is it that Jewish food has such a beautiful aroma, such a delicious aroma, it smells so good? And the answer that he was given was that we have a special ingredient. We have a special ingredient that goes into our food. And what is that special ingredient? The special ingredient is called Shabbos. And when he asked for some of that ingredient, I need some of that delicious spice, he was told, no, you can't have it. It only works for those who are Shameris HaShabbos. That ingredient only works for those who actually observe Shabbos and keep Shabbos. For them, the food is different. The food smells different. The food tastes different. The food is different because the food is, in fact, spiritual food on Shabbos. Shabbos, we take food that is so mutav art, that is so much part of this world, and we elevate it for a higher purpose, and we use it for Avodas Hashem, and it becomes part of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Some of us may remember that on Devon Avenue, there used to be a restaurant. The restaurant was called The Bagel. And that restaurant had Jewish-style food and had a sign in the window that they have challah Shabbos morning. People wanted a Jewish experience. Jewish people who were not, unfortunately, observant of Shabbos, they weren't Shomer Shabbos, but they wanted that nostalgic feeling of eating challah on Shabbos. And they ate challah on Shabbos morning at this restaurant. Non-kosher shalom in a non-kosher restaurant in a non-shomer Shabbos restaurant on Shabbos morning. And while, of course, I never experienced that shalom, but I am sure, I am convinced that that shalom tasted nothing like our shalom, because as the Gemara tells us, you need a special ingredient of those who are Shomer Shabbos. And those who are Shomer Shabbos, those who take all of their experiences, not just Shomer Shabbos, but the Ma'aneg is a Shabbos, they bring all of their effort and all of their devotion to the midst of Shabbos and don't take the pleasure so much for themselves. We are TGIF. I'm so happy that Shabbos thinks I can sleep from 7:30 at night till 8:30 in the morning and still be in time for davening. But rather, they devote their entire Shabbos to service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in enjoying the pleasure. Taking the pleasure of Shabbos and saying, I'm doing this for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing this for Shabbos Kodesh. They're demonstrating the idea that you can take the physical world, the Mutzav Arta, and bring it all the way up to the heavens. And for that, the Azocha, by expanding their vote to Hashem into the physical realm and using it to serve Hashem, they are Azocha to the Nachal Belimit Tzorim, that their own universe of Schar is expanded as well. And this is the empowering message that we get out of this parasha. This is something for us all to take into our own lives, the great ability that we have, and therefore the great responsibility that we have, to take all that we experience in life, all the things that are moves of art, a part of this world, and recognize the potential that it has to be brought up to Shemayim, and to in fact bring it up to that level of Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayimah.